Yo, it's your girl, the Six Figure Spa Chick, coming to you live from Philadelphia. It is 2:45 a.m., and this is another episode of The Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship, where we share all things good, bad, and ugly when it comes to owning a business. I wanted to do this video, well, this audio, right now. I'm here, I'm in my hotel room, I'm by myself. I wanted to be by myself. I'm usually always with other people, and I just wanted to be by myself. And I'm here, and I'm reflecting over everything that has happened over the last 12 months. And I realized how angry I am. I'm angry with family members. I'm angry with friends, I'm angry with people on my team, I'm upset at some of my clients, I am extremely angry with myself, and to be completely honest and transparent, I wasn't angry with God, but I was definitely at one point questioning him, questioning what's happening in my life, what's happening in my business. I was unsure. I was confused. And here I am today. And I am reflecting. I have been with my therapist. I have been with myself. I have been with God. I have been in my prayer closet. And I was sitting here in Philly, and I was just thinking about everybody that I'm angry with. And it made me shed some tears. And those of you who know me and follow me, I always talk about how I cannot cry. And so I shed a couple of tears, and I said, I don't feel any better. My therapist was like, Candace, you need to cry. You need to get comfortable with crying. And I'm like, I don't cry because I still feel the exact same. Like, nothing has changed before I did the cry, so I don't cry. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking over the last 12 months, everything that happened, me losing $1 million, me falling, hitting my head, me breaking up with my last coach, who was my coach for 3 years, who I loved just so, so much. Me breaking up with other human beings for different reasons. And I'm sitting here and I'm reflecting. And for a moment I said, I'm going backwards. And then I came back and said, okay, I'm not going backwards. But I'm definitely at, I don't know if I would call it a roadblock. I wouldn't say it's a standstill because I'm still moving every day. I'm still doing business. I'm still traveling. You know, I'm still being a mom. I'm still being a wife. And so I'm pretty much summing it up as it's a transition. It's a transition. And because the transition is unknown to me, I am super uncomfortable. And then I start thinking back. When was the last time I was this uncomfortable, or when was the last time I went through a transition? And it was about 6 years ago. About 6 years ago when I stopped my spa business and I decided to become Six Figure Spa Chick. I decided to give Six Figure Spa Chick my all. And it was unknown for me, but it still wasn't this intense. This feeling, it's new. I don't recall ever feeling this way in my 41 years of life. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm thankful that I'm not suicidal right now at 2:49 a.m. I'm not suicidal at all. I had an amazing day, an amazing mastermind. I had an amazing time at the spa show here in Philly. And I can't sleep. I took some sleeping pills. They are not working. I am still awake. I've had a headache for about 2 days. I'm thankful that I can clearly think. I'm thankful that I have this podcast where I can just hit a button and just talk to myself and allow you guys to sit in on the conversation that I'm having with myself to get through this weird space. Because I don't know who, I know for a fact that I'm not the only person in transition. I know I'm not the only person in a weird space. I know I'm not the only person who feels defeated. That's the word. Oh my gosh. That's the word. I remember I texted my husband the other day. I said, I just feel defeated. I just feel defeated. I am choosing to be happy. I am choosing joy. I'm choosing that. And that is, you know, what keeps me going. That is what allows me, you know, to show up for everybody. That allows me to be good energy for everybody. And here I am now, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. And it's me with myself. It's me with God. And I'm able to fully see how I really feel. And I'm angry. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to explode. I don't want to blow a gasket. I don't want to have a stroke or a heart attack. I just want to. I was sitting here and I was repeating some affirmations. I was just looking at Tiana Taylor interview with Angie Martinez, and you know, she said, I had to fight because I had to fight for every role. I had to fight for everything because, you know, no one else was fighting for me. And I immediately said, that's what I need. I need somebody to fight for me. I need somebody to be strong for me so I can have time to transition, so I can have time to cope with what is going on. And not have to show up to work. You know, that's what I need. That's what I need. Because I still have to show up to work every single day. I know Dr. Tina's calling saying, you know, what day can you be quiet? And what day can you take some time off? And what day can you slow down? And LaTonya Taylor, you know, asked me the same thing. And I'm like, man, I'm the breadwinner. You know, I got payroll to pay. And, you know, I'm running a $1 million company. And I got people depending on me. And, you know, when I don't show up, I got people looking for me. And I fully understand now that I need a break. I was just sitting here thinking, like, you know, can I really not show up to social media for a month? Can I do that? And I said, I can. I cannot show up to social media for a month. I can just, you know, use my list. I could use my Facebook group. And so I'm going to give that a try. I'm going to give that a try. I'm going to give it a try. Just so I can have time to fully heal from 41 years of just every single thing that has happened. And while I was here talking to myself and talking to God, I said, if I talk about something and it makes me weep and it brings tears to my eyes, I'm not healed from it yet. And I was thinking, I was like, man, I'm healed from the trauma with, you know, my baby daddy. I'm healed from that. I don't cry when I talk about him. I don't cry about it. And so I'm just, you know, telling God, and you guys just, you know, get the opportunity to hear the conversation. I'm just letting God know that I want the opportunity and I want the space to fully heal. I want the opportunity and the space to take off from, you know, 13 years of giving the world, the universe, my business, every single thing I got. I just want to take the time to be with myself. I want to take the time to just be with God. I want to take the time to be with my children. I just want to take the time to heal. That's what I want to do. So I'm just letting you guys know, you know, what it's going to be. I still have so many speaking engagements, so I will still be in the public eye. But I'm just allowing myself permission to heal. I'm allowing myself permission to take a break. I am allowing myself permission to not show up. I'm just, I've never allowed myself to do that, everybody. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to lean on my list. I'm going to lean on my community, Spy Boss Tribe. I'm going to lean on my passive income. And we shall see what happens from there. I want to feel good. Like earlier today, y'all, I felt so good. I felt really, really good earlier today. And that's the thing, you know, it's moments. It's moments that will creep up and instill our joy. It's moments. But this is real life, and I have to make sure I am taking control. I have to make sure I am, you know, being accountable. Everything that has happened, I've just been reflecting back on just all these things, and I am taking responsibility for what I could have done different. I'm taking responsibility for my behavior. When I keep on saying that's just how I am. And then I've come to the realization that I don't have to be that way. I can choose not to be that way. I can choose to change. And that's just what I'm choosing to do. And I'm choosing to be this better version of myself. I'm choosing to put me first and just get myself all the way together on a mental, physical, spiritual level. I'm so strong, right? I am so, so strong. So I know how to show up. You know, I know how to show out no matter what. That's one of my strong points. I know how to do that. So I am giving myself permission to not show up. I'm giving myself permission to not show out. I'm giving myself permission to step back. I'm giving myself permission to, you know, get to the root of everything and just come back, you know, bigger, better, and stronger. That's what I'm doing. So if you guys have been following me, you have saw me show up through all of this time of, losing $1 million. I don't want to say losing two of my good friends because I don't feel like I lost them. They didn't lose me. So I don't want to say losing them, but I've still showed up. I've still, you know, served. I still poured into others. Every speaking engagement, I still showed up. Every one of my mentors or whoever called and needed me to do whatever, I did it. Over this past 12 months. And just moving forward, I think I'm just going to say no. I'm just going to say, hey, no. You know, not right now. You know, I'm working on myself. I'm just going to say no. That's what I'm going to do. So, you know, I just want to get this out. I actually feel better now, man. I feel better just by getting this out. I really want to get up and write. I really wanted to get up and write, but I'm too lazy to get up. And I feel better just from doing this and getting some of this stuff out. I actually feel better. So I want to be better. Those of you who know me, and if you don't know me, I have to be the best. I don't know. That's another thing I'm talking to my therapist. Why do I have to be the best? Why do I have to be the best? And those of you who follow me, you know, that's why you have saw me show up. Y'all know I hate that D word, depression, so I don't say it. I don't use it. I don't claim it. But that's why I have shown up over this last year from falling and everything just that happened, because I have to be the best. I have to be the best. I have to be relevant. I have to be number one. And because of that, it has just pushed me to perform when I should have not been performing. Yep, that's what it is. Wow. I'm having breakthroughs. So, I think I'm going to choose not to perform. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm a workaholic. I'm a worker bee. If I can't do nothing else, I know how to work. So I don't know how long I won't perform. I don't know how long this will last. But I'm just giving myself permission to take a break, man. I'm just giving myself permission to I need a break. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get in my word. I'm going to get in my Bible. I'm going to journal. I'm going to get back home. I'm going to get in my prayer closet. My calendar is full. So every place I'm supposed to be showing up for, I'm going to show up with good energy. Y'all know my brain, man, is just a masterpiece. I'm going to show up with the gems because I know how to do it. I know how to work. You know, I know how to perform. And so I just want to let you guys know, being me is not easy. I came to the realization as well that being me, just being Six Figure Spot Chick, is very expensive. Very expensive. It's very demanding. It is, it's a lot. And I do want to clarify that I am thankful. I want you guys to know, I want God to know how thankful I am to be the chosen one, how thankful I am for the position, how thankful I am for the kingdom position. Let me be clear, for the kingdom position, I am so thankful. But if I truly be honest, I need a break. I need a break. So I pray that my position remains. I pray that, you know, that I hear God clearly to be bigger and better. You know, if that is what he has for me. I even thought about, you know, just being a regular person, you know, not being Six Figure Spot Chick, not doing all these things that I do. I thought about it, and I cannot see myself doing anything else. And this is how I know this is what it is. I can't see myself not being Six Figure Spot Chick. I can't see myself not helping the spot pros. I can't see myself not doing what I do. I can't see myself doing that. So, you know, this is it. This is it. Until he shows me something else, or until he gives me another assignment, this is it. So, those of you who are on my email list, I will be emailing. Those of you who are in my Facebook group, I will be there. And we just going to give it a try, man. We're going to give it a try. It is very, very much unfamiliar territory. Very, very unfamiliar territory. But, hey, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen? So, I just want to share that, guys. I just wanted to share that with you all. If you are somebody, you know, you're a prayer warrior, you know, if you're listening and, you know, you mean me well, I'm gonna ask for your continued prayers, because I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be in this space. I don't want to be awake all night long. I want to be asleep. I want to be well rested. I want to be happy. I want to have peace. I know exactly what I want for my life. I know exactly what I want for my business. I know exactly what I want for the Spot Boss Tribe. So I'm just going to take a minute to be still. I'm going to take a minute to be silent and work on making it happen and work on hearing from God to just really, really make sure I am understanding my assignment. So keep me in your prayers. I will be emailing and texting, so you guys plug into that. And I thank you if you are listening to this. I thank you. And you know, the wrap up here is, it's okay not to be okay. You know, find out what you can use for an outlet, so you know you don't commit suicide, so you don't be depressed. And I'm so thankful, y'all. I'm not depressed. I'm so thankful. I don't have anxiety. I'm not suicidal. But find your outlet. Your mind is a weapon, man, and when you need to use it, use it. Right? And so that's what I'm gonna do. My mind is a weapon. My heart is a weapon, man. My heart is a weapon. Father God, help me, Lord. My heart has allowed me to make so many bad decisions. My heart has allowed me to help so many people over and beyond, and I didn't get their help back.
My heart made me be blind on so many things. So many things, so many people, so many places. Wow. Wow. And so I'm going to guard my heart. I'm going to guard my life. I'm going to guard my business. Those of you who are listening, my business is my everything. But my kids are my everything. I myself am my everything. So, you know, if I don't take care of me, you know, it's nothing else. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to just take me some, I don't know how many days. I don't know if it'll be days. I don't know if it'll be hours. I don't know if it'll be weeks. I don't know. And I'm transparent enough to let you guys know that I don't know. You know, I was just posting some of my IG stories and I was like, you know, do I want to post this? Do I want to delete it? And I'm like, you know, I want people to see the real deal. I don't mind. So pray for me. Pray for your girl. I'm so thankful. I still want to give God all the praise and the glory. I'm alive. I got my phone. I got Wi-Fi. You know, I'm in Philly. I'm traveling all this week. I got more speaking engagements. My calendar is still full. And for that, I am thankful. I'm so, so thankful that I did the pre-work. I'm so, so thankful that I did the foundational work to have a real business. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that. So, I'm going to just take it one day at a time, man. And I got to heal because I'm tired of having moments of crying and I'm tired of being angry and I'm tired of all of this. I don't want to be this. That's what it is. I do not want to be this. So, all right, I'm going to let y'all go. I feel better about getting this out. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a lot of more audios doing this time. I'm sure it'll be a lot more, you know, if you guys want to follow along, I welcome you to do that. I love sharing. I love being open. And so that's what I'm going to do. This is a release for me. This therapy for me right here, like I actually really feel better. So I'm thankful. So it's your girl, Candace Holyfield Parker, Six Figure Spa Chick, Queen of Massage ATL. I'll be back. So make sure you guys share, subscribe, Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship Podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube, Six Figure Spa Chick. We got live videos pumping out there every single week as well with other entrepreneurs. So we still have some beautiful, beautiful things going on that you guys can check out, listen to, attend, be a part of. And, you know, I don't know how to do nothing but keep it real. That should have been the name of my podcast. I don't know how to do nothing but keep it real. So this what keeping it real looks like. I'm sure everything that has been displayed on social media, I know, you know, people who don't care for me, they taking it one way. Those of you who rock with me, you taking it, you know, one way. And then, you know, I met people today, y'all, they don't even know me. You know, that's the beautiful thing about this world that we living in. We can reinvent ourselves, y'all, at any moment. I met so many women. Girl, they don't know me. They don't know nothing that happened. They don't know nothing that's going on. They didn't know the old Candace. And that's the beautiful thing about all of this. So I'm going out to the universe. And I am rebuilding. Because I'm not rebuilding. I want to say I am going out in the universe and I am growing. I'm expanding to new audience, new people who do not know me. And luckily for them, I don't want to say luckily, I apologize. For all the people who haven't met me yet, like all the women I met today, I want to let the new people know that it's going to be a blessing for you guys to meet this new Candace, because I'm not this old Candace. Everybody who's listening, you knew that old Candace. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. But this new Candace, man, it's going to be a blessing. It was a blessing for a lot of people, too, when I was an old Candace. But, you know, that old Candace, it came with a lot. You know, I'm taking accountability for that. So, man, it's going to just be a real blessing for everybody who meets this new Candace. And I'm excited about it. Like, even today at the spa show, you know, I bought so much stuff for my spa. And I was excited to go do my spa. I'm really excited to go run my spa and to be on my spa. I'm excited about it. So, shout out to all the newbies that get the chance to experience this new Candace. It's going to be such a blessing. It's going to be so beautiful. I'm excited about this new me. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for this new me. And I hope that I am pleasing God. I hope that I am doing what he want me to do. Because at the end of the day, look, that's all that matters, man. So I thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you. I want to see you guys at the Only Black Spa Expo in the world, September 16th in Atlanta, Georgia. The tickets are only $60 right now. The link is in my Instagram bio, Six Figure Spa Chick. Go get your tickets. If you're listening, you're a spa or a beautypreneur, join the free community, Spa Boss Tribe, on Facebook group. You will see my logo with the profile picture, Six Figure Spa Chick. And look, we're going to keep on going and letting God lead us. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So I'm just going to take a little break from, you know, just doing my lives. You know, I still make sure I do a post and things like that. I'm going to let somebody on my team answer, you know, my DM. And I just want to take a break and just get clear, super clear on what happened, how to heal from it. I'm already been in my healing process, but I'm still crying, so I know I ain't all the way healed. And so I just want to take the time to fully heal, to be the best version of myself for all of my spa pros, for my family. That's what I want to do. So I'm giving myself permission to do that. I feel good about it. I'm thankful, and I look forward to seeing you guys and meeting you guys. I'll still be in Miami in a few days with good energy and good vibes. So look, repeat after me. Everything always works out for me. We gotta believe it. We gotta believe it. Everything always works out for me. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, guys. I'll see y'all on the next episode of Ugly Side of Entrepreneurship Podcast with your girl, Candace Holyfield Parker, Six Figure Spa Chick, coming to you live from Philly. Over and out.